Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Melissa slammed ashore in Santiago de Cuba overnight. Correspondent Vicky Barker has our top story from the foreign desk.
Cubans wading through floodwaters as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall as a Category 3 storm. A storm surge of up to 12 feet is forecast, and 20 inches of rain could fall in a matter of hours. In Jamaica, officials are counting Melissa's cost.
The entire Jamaica has felt the brunt.
Half a million people without power in Jamaica. More than 700,000 evacuated in Cuba as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record continues its march through the Caribbean.
President Trump is backing Israel after overnight strikes in Gaza that hospital officials there say killed more than 80 people.
Nothing's going to jeopardize. You have to understand, Hamas is a very small part of peace in the Middle East. And they have to behave.
Israel has declared the ceasefire back on after it says Hamas fired on and killed an IDF soldier in southern Rafah. Hamas denies it and says it will delay the return of another hostage body. President Trump spoke from Seoul, where he announced a trade agreement with South Korea. It comes a day before he meets with China's leader. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
President Trump's confident of a deal with China, making this summit with Xi Jinping a potentially vital turning point for key U.S. economic interests, from computer chips and aerospace to soybean farming. Failure to get this right sets up a trade war escalation with America's most potent adversary right now. Although it's understood Trump's threat of additional 100% tariffs is off the table for now.
Back home, it's day 29 of the government shutdown. California is among more than half of U.S. states suing the Trump administration to try to stop SNAP benefits from running out this weekend. Governor Gavin Newsom finds it ironic.
The Senate's going to be having lunch today. Lunch to discuss cuts to food programs. Hope they enjoy their lunch.
Last night at Dodger Stadium.
Line drive left field, Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up.
The World Series, even Steven at two games apiece after Toronto's 6-2 victory over L.A. on Fox. Jays pitcher Shane Bieber gets credit for out-dueling Shohei Ohtani.
It was a big team win. I would have loved to have been able to get through a couple more innings just coming off of last night. Like, what a game that was. And at the same time, these guys picked me up in a huge way.
They'll all be back in L.A. tonight for Game 5 of the Best of 7. Dow futures up 65. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man has pleaded not guilty to stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Ryan Thornton appeared in Dane County Court yesterday and told the judge he plans to represent himself. The judge did order the case to move forward to trial. He's charged with one count of stalking, which carries up to a 3.5-year prison sentence. Racine's King Drive neighborhood is getting another major boost. Crews broke ground this week on the Lincoln King housing development. That'll add 35 new homes, including townhouses and single-family units. The effort is backed by the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. Officials say the project will bring new homes and stability to the historic neighborhood. A 39-year-old Racine man is accused of a long list of serious crimes involving two teenaged girls and a young boy. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Anthony Woods is facing multiple charges, including sexual assault and child abuse. Police say the victims are his girlfriend's children and that the assaults went on for more than 2 years. Woods was already a convicted felon. And a vacant lot in Kenosha that once housed an auto body shop is one step closer to redevelopment. The DNR is providing funds to assess the soil at a site on 63rd Avenue near 29th Street. Previous cleanup removed tanks and soil, but some concerns linger, holding back progress. A statement says the grant is key to getting the property cleaned and ready for future use. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort, defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan Gardner-Brunson for most of the night. Got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It's going to be another nice fall day today. Mostly sunny. Our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 53. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I just don't have any real innate skill for being a boyfriend. Like, I'm thankful that there's not an entrance exam to become a boyfriend, because I would fail it miserably. The woman would come back in with the results and be like, all right, Neil, we're not going to pass you. I think you knew that. A couple areas in which you didn't do well. One of them was listening. Question was, if you're watching basketball on TV and your girlfriend needed to speak to you, how would you handle it? We were looking for something like I'd turn the TV off and ask her what was going on with her, but you wrote down, I'd turn the TV up. And say, I can't talk right now, babe. It's the first quarter, which is one of the most important quarters. Neil, you also did poorly in conflict resolution. The question was, if your girlfriend had a serious issue with something you did, how would you deal with it? And you wrote down, I'd think of a time she did something similar and say, now we're even.
Some memories. Summer 65, part two. Harold G. and Forte Jim Basira here. And the summer of 65. Where were you back then? I was getting all my Beatle records in the summer of 65. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Dave Clark Five, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Freddie and the Dreamers, you bet.
And that guy Freddie's still around, by the way. He still performs. Yeah, he looks good, too.
Oh, really?
How old is he now? 88?
Freddie Garrity is his name.
Yeah.
I just saw a picture. He looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still around.
We had great music.
Yeah, do the Freddy. Can't forget that one. Do the Freddy.
Your arms and legs.
You
are
know, you had to go. You flapped your arms like this on your side. Do the Freddy.
To our radio audience, you ought to see these two guys right now.
They're flapping their arms. Since the twist, everybody had to do a new song. There was the Mashed Potatoes, the Jerk, the Pony. The Freddy. Yeah. Everybody had to have a dance.
That's right.
A new one. Because the twist was so big.
And sure.
Nobody ever did one like the twist. And the mashed potatoes. Remember the mashed potatoes with your feet?
Yeah.
Carol's thinking, I remember the mashed potatoes. I won a dance contest doing that. Okay, you guys are here. We did Summer 65 in Racine last time, but there was so much.
There was so much.
Had to do a part two, so let's get started with this.
Yes, thank you, Don, for allowing us back here again. We always enjoy coming here. Yes, we did part one last time. This is part two. We're going to add a few more things that we did back in the summer of 65, and it turns out this was our last carefree summer after graduation. So what did we cover in part one, Carol? I forgot.
Well, we did some things, Jim, like going to the outdoor.
Oh, yeah.
That was always great with hiding in the car, hiding in the trunk.
And the, yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, we've been waiting now for 60 years to catch you, and we finally got the admission of guilt. You were hiding in the trunk. Officer, bring that warrant in. She's right here.
Get
we finally got you.
Yeah.
True confessions. Oh, and we just talked about the great songs, and we did that last month, our great songs. And we had the theaters downtown, the Venetian and the Rialto. So we covered a lot, but we didn't cover it all, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's start with sports. Back in 1965, this was the last year for the Braves to be in Milwaukee. So it was the last time we were going to see Hall of Famers Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews. The Brewers came here in 1970. But turning to football, of course, we had the Packers. They won the NFL championship that year in 65. The next year was the start of the Super Bowl. And, of course, we had Vince Lombardi as our head coach, Bart Starr as our quarterback, and names such as Nitschke, Horning, and Taylor to keep us entertained. Another thing we sort of switch gears on from 1965, we got our driver's license, so we didn't have to walk or take the bus anymore. Before we got our license, of course, we took the bus to school or walked, football games and whatever, but now we had to have a car. It was a guy thing, I guess. So we looked for used cars or junkers from friends or relatives. But we liked to work on our own cars. We could have bought a car at one of our many dealerships in Racine. Who remembers Don Hudson, of course? Kovac Motors, Pendleton Olds, Wheezy Rambler. That was a big name in town. Or Schaefer Pontiac. Of course, there was the cost of cars as well to figure. Right, Carol?
Yes, but the cost would be great if you had a friend or a relative.
Yes.
That right. You could eye their car, junker or not.
Yep.
But yeah, we talked last month about the cost of the cars. We were earning a dollar and a quarter an hour if we even had a minimum wage kind of job.
Sure, yeah.
But I think, let's see now, but the average cost of a car, Jim, was about $2,600. I don't think many of us were out buying Corvettes. We found out about $4,300. So that was a little out of our
price. My Camaro in 72 was $4,900 for a brand new Camaro. That was in 75.
Oh.
So prices didn't jump up. Now the average price is $67,000 for a car.
Oh, wow.
So you were a Camaro owner.
Well, just, you know, I bought a Camaro. Well, about 18 years old, 20 years old, so I bought a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
And you had a great car, Jim.
I had a beautiful 54 red Chevy convertible, which I got from my uncle. He used to deal with used cars, and I had that for 4 years, but the biggest mistake of my life was selling that convertible for $100 back in 1969.
I had a 1964 Chevy Impala convertible.
Oh.
My brother bought it, and then he went away to medical school, and he said, "Oh, you can have the car."
Oh.
I said, "Really?" So he gave it to me, free car. And then he came back to visit. I need to borrow the car. He said, "No, it's my car." Do you believe I wouldn't let him borrow the car?
And
no
is he still
kidding.
Speaking with you?
Oh, man. This thing is still on my head from.
Yeah, don't forget it.
Your husband had a car, too.
Yes, yes.
When I met
my husband in the summer of 65, he had a red 1957 Chevy. It was not a convertible, but I still stuck with him, even if it wasn't a convertible. Yeah.
Well, that we got you. He got a car, and that's all you needed to get Carol Gianforte. Just grab get a car.
Sure. We all have a price, don't we?
And you got Carol.
Speaking of cars.
Yes, Jim, what did we do with those cars?
Yeah, what was our favorite activity we did with our cars? Of course, we scooped the loop. So on Friday and Saturday nights, the place to be was downtown to scoop the loop. Now, picture this, if you would. Windows were down. Radios were blasting, probably to WOKY or WLS. Cars revving their engines at red lights, peeling out, burning rubber.
Noise.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Noise.
Drag racing. Cars were everywhere. And we figured the length of the scoop was maybe, what, maybe in a mile. And it took about 5 minutes to do that. But it was so much fun to be there every Friday and Saturday night.
Well, what I like is I think there have been some events downtown Racine in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. inviting people to scoop.
Sure, yeah.
But when Jim and I were doing Scooping the Loop at the Golden Rondell a few years ago, and with our, you know, our thorough research, we got the route, well, mm-hmm. you knew it,
yep.
and we went all on our own. No one noticed us. And
right.
it was amazing. It just took 5 minutes.
That's right.
And so in all of our life, we never spent that much time. But
you actually went back and did it and timed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that on the police radio. Two old people there. Just the two seniors trying to rid of their past. Let them go. Don't bother them. They'll
wait
go away.
Here and all.
They're late for the retirement home. Yeah.
Get the nets out.
Hold on just a second. A quick break here. Carol Gianforte and Jim is here. Summer is 65 in Racine. Part two, more coming up. But first, Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. Truth and Treason is a really good film set in World War II Germany. The plot sees Helmuth, a teenage boy, watch his Jewish friend taken away by the Nazis, which changes his outlook on Hitler's Germany. After hearing messages from around the world on an old radio conflicting what he hears at home, Helmuth spreads the word covertly at night until he is caught. The film is based on a true story, and the parallels to what is happening currently in America are undeniable. The story is inspiring, and the lead character, courageous. Definitely worth a look. Even if you happen to see a movie that does not feature Paul Rudd in the cast, he's convincing other actors to take roles. Bobby Cannavale said it was Rudd who convinced him to take his role in Only Murders in the Building for season 5. The Tony Award-winning Cannavale plays talking corpse Nicky Cachemilio, a mobster who gets whacked. Season 5 comes to a close Tuesday night, October 28th. I have to check out that show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show at WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter. One step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial pound 250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250-SAY-MICRO to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Carol Jean Forte, Jim Basira with me. We're doing part two to Summer of 65 in Racine. Talked about the car dealers. We found out that Carol can be bought with a nice, shiny red car. You get a date with Carol when you got to come with a nice red car back then. All you have to show up, and she got married to the guy with the red, shiny red car.
Yep.
Jim's a little tougher.
Yeah. I have my standards.
I got to stick up for women now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue. Well, Summer 65.
I guess Scooping the Loop, we're touching on that still. Mm-hmm. That was one of the highlights of our entire teen years, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that last summer, it would have never been the same afterwards because this last carefree summer
was
when we could act this crazy.
Yep.
And I think when we go back to it, we think of Main Street. We see all this flashiness, but the noise, like you said, peeling out, burning rubber.
Yep.
But a lot of it was watching, guys watching for girls, and girls watching for guys.
That's right.
Those summer nights, standing in front of the Nitty Gritty, the Ivanhoe, and watching those crazy guys even get out of the cars, run around, get back in the car, wave at us. Mm-hmm. And I bet you picked up a few girls, Jim, off the streets.
Oh, well, you know, that was relatively easy. You just had to pull over
and
say,
hey. See, we all had our price.
Yeah. Jump in or, hey, you want a ride or whatever?
Hey, good looking, what's cooking?
Most often they would say no, you know. But at least you tried.
Let me ask you, was the draft a problem back then, the Vietnam draft in 65?
People were starting to go, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They were.
Yeah, and that was a somber part of that summer.
Because I was in the draft lottery and when I was 18, and my number came up 360, so that's all I'm going to get my draft card and get everything done.
Yeah, still. Right.
No,
yeah.
It was casting a spell. We said when we began last month on this that the backdrop to it was some very serious things, including that. But we, in general, were still insulated from bigger problems.
Yep. But back to Scooping, the route we took was, of course, you wanted to get back on Main Street because that's where all your friends were. So we would go, 7th Street, make the loop going down Main Street, say hello to your friends, go by the theaters and whatever, and all the way down to State Street, make the loop again, and then come back. But the idea was just to get back on Main Street because that's where all the action was, right? And the police never really bothered us.
Now, that's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, where were the police?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you were peeling rubber, you know, I mean, going 60 miles an hour.
I never saw any apprehensions.
They just left us alone.
Jim Messier, teenage rebel.
No. And we said, thinking about this too, Jim, though, we never did see an accident.
No, we never did. No. Well,
we had great drivers back in those days.
And the price
race car drivers.
Yeah. The price of gas was cheap, right?
Well, yes. Now, you've reminded me that we had two gas stations downtown.
Yes.
Two standard stations.
Both standard stations, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so that is not in my memory bank.
Where were they?
One was across from the museum.
Really?
Yeah, on the southwest corner. And the other one was down...
Like where that the new cafe is?
No,
that's your block off.
Oh, block off.
By the police department.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one was down on Main Street just before you hit the Main Street Bridge.
Is it where Oddfellows is today, the convenience store?
No.
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 It was on the west side of the street, right?
Okay.
The west side.
That was the one by the museum.
Yeah. Where was the other one you said?
Down as you're going down Main Street, before you get to the Main Street Bridge, it'll be on your right-hand side.
That very nice office building type.
Yes. There's
some medical in there.
Yeah.
It's a four-story on the corner. Okay. A main new building.
Both gas stations.
Well, and then you were reminding me as a driver, Jim, this was, even if we were in a big hurry because we had to get back to Main Street, this was full service.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they washed the windows.
Yep.
They checked the oil.
Yep.
I guess you had to ask, but they checked the tires.
If you wanted it checked, yeah, they would do it for you.
Yeah.
Their uniforms and, you know, a dipstick in their pocket and all that stuff.
Yeah. But, all for, was it 25 cents a gallon?
25, 27, yeah.
But Ethel. Did you need Ethel in your car?
No, not my car.
Ethel.
Ethel Mertz.
here's something I saw you don't see anymore. This was at a gas station in Union Grove. You know how you find 87, 89, and 93 octane? Check the first one. 110 octane gas.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Look at that. Leaded.
Yeah.
110 octane they sell.
Yeah.
It's for the Great Lakes Dragaway.
Oh, geez.
In Union Grove, so they can fuel up the car. 100. Wow. I saw that. I said, whoa, the car's going to fly with that in it.
Well, Jim, now, we said that it was just a five-minute loop.
Yeah.
But now I've got to add in, we did have a related destination.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We went north.
We went north. And
we
that
went
was...
north because there were a lot of submarines.
Oh, yeah.
Up north.
Watch the submarine races.
Yeah, there's a lot of submarines up there. And that's where the police were, though.
Oh, yeah. They would come and check
on us. The police in the dark with their flashlights?
Yep.
You know, I never understood that because we had a DJ where I grew up, Murray the K, and he always said, the submarine race watchers. And as a kid, what do you mean? Submarine race watchers? But I heard that back where I lived, and it was here too.
They were over in New York as well.
Submarine race. I never understood what that meant.
we understood it.
That's right.
Of course, I'm not as old as you two. So.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
And once in a while, that parking lot was pretty crowded, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the Point. Everybody went out to the Point there. We all went there to catch the submarine races.
Where we're talking, the Shoe Park?
Yeah.
The golf course. Yeah.
By the lighthouse there, sort of, but overlooking the...
Where all the juvenile delinquents hung out. Yeah.
Right. And what a view that was at night, right, Carol?
Yeah.
If we even noticed the view. But
future prisoners at Waupon.
Right. All being out there. But we had a backup plan. If that was crowded, the backup plan was to go behind... UWR, which is now Gateway. That was not quite as exciting to go there as far as views, but it was
were there fewer submarines up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't anybody have a summer job?
Yes, we're going to get to that.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to that.
We're going to touch on that.
All you're doing is creating havoc in Racine during the summer of 65. I'm waiting for when you guys actually work.
We're coming
to
that.
Tune in. We're coming.
Okay.
Yes. Well, then, Jim, on these evenings...
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never did this, but you were reminding me how beautiful the Washington Park pool was at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done programs on the pool, and we've never included anything about being there at night. This was news to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could go there till 9 o'clock?
Yes, it was a lot less crowded then because the kids were gone, mostly adults.
Yeah.
But there was just so much to do.
It must have been so beautiful. You said it was.
Yeah, the lights were on, and it was really, really nice.
And then you could still have the challenge of swimming out to the island.
Oh, the island, of course. All those diving boards that were on top of that island.
Yeah.
I mean, how crowded that island was. We had to watch out for the kids jumping off the diving boards, though, because they would miss us by inches. It was like incoming missiles with those kids.
Not too much at night, though.
This was more of a dating scene at night. That's right.
I missed that, though. I didn't get there.
Right.
And then, of course, we have to talk. We've recently talked about it, but the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And this is if our jobs did allow it. And you had a job where you could be at the beach because you worked third shift or something.
Second shift. That's right.
Yeah, so that left you time for the beach.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I like this in the notes. This must be where this is coming up. It's Jim, pick up girls.
Oh, Carol wrote that.
Just a little reminder that you did do that.
Jim, pick up girls.
I had no luck, though, you know.
Oh, with your car, I think it's all in the car.
Right, yeah.
Well, you had to have suntan lotion, you guys. No, did you have suntan lotion? The girls did.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
and
that's
then,
right.
And then a transistor radio.
Yep. All you needed for going to the beach was, like you said, a towel, suntan lotion, and a transistor radio tuned into WLS. And like you said, or you, the all we did there was just, you know,
trying to get a tan
and look for girls.
We're going to take a quick break here for news. Can't wait to see Jim pick up girls.
Oh, no.
Get the rest of that story. It's the summer of 65 in Racine, part two, with Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier here at WRGN. Exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's happening locally now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's new leadership at the South Shore Fire Department, and it's a familiar name. Dustin Ellis is taking over as chief after serving more than 15 years with the department. He had been filling in as interim chief this year. Ellis will now lead 69 firefighters who handle thousands of calls each year in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He says his goal is steady growth to meet the needs of the growing communities. A Racine man accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky has entered a not guilty plea. In Dane County Court yesterday, 39-year-old Ryan Thornton says he'll serve as his own attorney. The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. His bond remains at $85,000 with a new court date not yet set. Police in Racine say a man out on bail for a felony drug case is in trouble again, this time for fighting officers and making threats. Officers say 39-year-old Justin Brown refused to follow commands during a traffic stop, tried to swallow marijuana, and hurt an officer in the struggle. Prosecutors say Brown later threatened to attack one of the officers. He now faces multiple new charges, including several counts of felony bail jumping, just months after his last arrest. And voting is open for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. The entry period is closed, but you can still get involved by choosing your favorites online. A statement says it's all about showing off community spirit and Halloween fun across the city. The winners will be revealed on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and most other communities in the area will do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can check out a complete list at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farmers are up against some critical deadlines when it comes to filing information with the federal government. But who is going to collect that information? I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a little deeper dive on that subject next.
Everything you've heard is true. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bringing you the next era of soybean performance. Believe the hype. With a generational leap in genetics, Z-Series is redefining what's possible. Ride the wave. Z-Series soybeans have unleashed unprecedented yield potential and delivered maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Jessica Sarbacher is with Lake Ridge Bank. She says one of the programs that she's monitoring closely through USDA's Farm Service Agency office, the simple crop reporting tool that is necessary for crop insurers. Sarbacher says farmers have to remember the deadline to get that report filed, November 15th.
The deadline is typically November 15th, and the crop insurance shares that deadline. Our acres are also due November 15th. So what this is going to do is there's obviously now a backlog of work for the FSA office to get through. So I find it highly unlikely that we will meet that November 15th deadline. So most likely no announcement yet, but I would guess that they're going to have some sort of an extension for that crop reporting.
Jessica Sarbacher with Lake Ridge Bank. She said one of the problems is they don't normally extend crop insurance deadlines. So she said farmers need to remember you still have to supply that information to your crop insurance provider by November 15th. We'll wait and see if the Farm Service Agency offices put out any extension. Markets are next.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese finished the day 2.5 cents higher at 182. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.25 at 182 and a quarter, while AA butter dropped 3.75 cents to 156 and a quarter per pound. This morning in Chicago, right now, December corn's down a penny at 4.31. November soybeans are down 6.5 at 10.72. July wheat currently a penny lower, 5.68. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently down 8, 17.76 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot. I am Pam Yonke.
It's going to be another nice fall day today, mostly sunny. Our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 53. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
And now it's putting family in perspective for me, you know, now that my kids are leaving. You have these kids, they take up the whole house, and then before you know it, they're on their way out. And they don't even remember the first 5 years that you did all that stuff for them. They have no memory of it. Then the last 4 years are just trying to get away. So you get, well, 8 years in the middle? I'm not sure it's worth it. I told my daughter before she left, just so you know, I did all of this for you. I didn't want this house. I didn't want to live in this town. I didn't want any of these animals. I don't even have friends anymore. All my friends are your friends' parents. I did this all for you. And now you're gonna go? I should go. You could have it all. Just give me a backpack with a Van Halen CD and some weed, and I'll go back to living the life I was living before I met you.
Summer. The summer is 65, and we're seeing Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here talking about the summer is 65. Who's coughing? Who's making those noises?
I think that's, I'm clearing my throat. I'm seeing my throat doctor
who's,
later.
Who's not going to make it to the summer of 2026? Let's get back to where we were here in this note here. Jim, pick up girls.
No. He's not going to let us forget those.
Yeah, Jim, yeah. Pick up girls.
Okay, move on, Carol.
Okay, so let's continue with the summer of 65 in Racine.
And, you know, looking back, though, we got to say, we were so innocent. I mean, compared to what we think possibly wild teenagers do today, I mean, innocent. Mm-hmm. But another destination we had in the summer, on a hot summer night, our drive-in restaurants. And even though I was a Northsider, the A&W. Oh, that was a destination. Orange, over right by Park High School. Known for that great root beer and the frosty mugs, mm-hmm. good hamburgers. And I think we were trying to remember, even orange or yellow lights at night. I was reading online about people still remembering A&W, and I think it's like I remember, frankly, Mary Gold Dairy on Carlisle Avenue. No one is going to ever top those root beer drinks again. They're mm-hmm. still comparing everything to the A&W root beer of those years.
Yep.
How about another seasonal one, Jim?
Well, we had other drive-ins, of course. Who remembers the 4 Mile drive-in on Douglas and 4 Mile Road? That was owned by the Konacek family. Another drive-in was Little Richard's on Douglas, along with Park Inn. Park Inn is still there, by the way. Moving on to... did we move on to hamburgers yet?
Sandy's and Carol,
yes,
you were remembering.
Yes, that's right. Sandy's, of course, was a very popular hamburger place over by Washington and 31. I think that became a Hardee's later on. But another good one was Carol's on Washington Avenue, right across from Turnstile. I believe that was a chain, too, but that had a tremendous following here right in Racine. Mm.
And
yeah.
My friend Karen and I would always go to Doug and Suds on the north side.
On Rapids there, yeah.
Yeah, Rapids. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. After a hard Sunday afternoon studying at the library, maybe it was Saturdays at the library, sitting by the card catalog to pick up boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where you pick up the card catalog?
Yeah, that was a good central location.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
we would go to Doug and Suds. Love that. And then Horlick High School, that was our neighborhood too, Boy Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking online about memories people have of Boy Blue from the Venturini family.
Mm-hmm.
This was 1971, so this was still to come, but I got a kick out of this. Their prices were 7 cents, 14, 21, 28, and 35 cents.
Wow.
So that was hard if you had to make change.
Yeah, right.
That was hard on the staff.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
On the south side?
Oh, well, we had the Red Barn. That was right across the street from the plaza. And, of course, the building looked like a red barn. That was a chain as well. They're all, you know, it's gone now. The buildings are still there. So if you go to a strange town, you see this abandoned old barn. That was probably a red barn. Racine has theirs.
You drove in. You gave them your shopping list. You talk about the convenience store?
No, this is a hamburger place.
Oh, hamburger
red barn.
Place, red barn.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the farm.
Oh, right. Yeah, not the farm. Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Ours were barns.
Yeah, yeah. But they all look alike.
And then McDonald's.
McDonald's,
I mean,
of course.
We were fascinated.
Yep.
I don't
right.
think that, in general, they could compete with our still favorite locals.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we had two. Now, you think that the one on Lathrop was even number four in the country.
One of the earliest. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the earliest.
You're right, yeah.
But then there was one on the north side, which is still there also.
It's still there.
On Douglas.
That's right.
And maybe only, what was it, 15 cents a hamburger? Something
it was
like
15
that?
Cents for a burger, 10 cents for fries, and I think maybe 10 cents for a soda. So you can buy a whole meal for under 50 cents.
And then they were up to date on their figures.
Yes.
Those big arches and the big sign.
Yeah.
Remember how many? I wonder how often they changed that, though.
I don't know. I think it was 7 million for a long time.
Now it just says billions.
Billions and billions.
They're just rounding it off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We also had some Dairy Queens in Racine. The one on Durand Avenue was there for a long time. It's still there. There was one on State Street, not too far from where you used to live, Carol, right?
And that was big news in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why.
Uh-huh.
But... I can even see that owner or proprietor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was about as large as the Dairy Queen because it was a little teeny tiny place.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
16th Street had one by Johnson's Wax, of course. Funny story about A&W. In my basement, I have six of the original glass mugs from A&W from actually 1945 when my dad got out of the service. After World War II, he took my mother to visit his parents in Rice Lake. They went to an A&W. There was a very, very slow car hop, so my dad didn't want to wait anymore. He just left, tray and all, and I ended up with those mugs. And it's whenever we have a root beer, we always use those mugs, and it tastes better.
Officer, yes.
Yeah. Another one.
Yeah. Officer, we have an admission of guilt over
another
here.
Another one. Another
take us,
one.
Take us both away.
We waited since 1949, and we finally got them.
What are those TV shows where, you know, the cold case?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Remember the car hops, though?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big attraction.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
nice,
were sometimes.
Nice. Yes, they were. And nice gals.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. Another thing that some of us guys did was drive to the Kenosha County bars. Now, back in the... back in 65, Kenosha County only required you to be 18 to be able to drink beer. Racine, of course, was 21, so every Friday and Saturday night there was a mass exodus of Racine kids going to Kenosha. So places that I remember were the Brat Stop, which is still there, Shakey's Pizza. They were in that class as well, Earl's Bar and Leo's. And it's a wonder we ever made it back to Racine sometimes, I tell you, but I don't even want to get into that, but
let's get into it.
No, with the speeding and weaving back and forth.
Oh, please, no, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Officer, we finally got him.
That was a time also of fake IDs. If you didn't have a legitimate idea, a friend of mine, Nibs, would be the guy to see it.
Nibs Kosterman. Let the whole name out.
Nibs Kosterman. He's gone now, but he was the guy to see about fake IDs. He would always go up to a group of guys and say, who wants to be 18? And everybody would raise their hand.
So let's see. Stolen mugs from A&W.
Yeah.
Fake IDs.
Yep.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, my gosh. What did you do, Carol?
Oh, I'm trying to think, but it just slipped my mind.
Yeah,
It just slipped my mind completely.
I was a good boy. I never did any of that stuff.
Yeah, take us away, right?
Oh.
Of course, we never told our parents where we're going. We always were going to the library or study at somebody's house. But
Don, you had said, didn't we work?
Yes.
Didn't we work?
All this carousing and doing stuff and flashing fake IDs.
Did we work?
When did you actually get a job?
Well, I remember my friend Sue Bush. She worked at the outdoor nights, the outdoor theater, so she could be at the beach during the day. So that was one
example.
That
That's
wasn't
good.
Clever.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And gals, they were a lot in retail. Now, I don't know when your wife, Terry, started at Zayers, but some of the big discount stores, the young girls could work there, you know, but mainly daytime hours. But I don't think you had to be as involved with the customers as our fancy, fancy stores downtown. Gals were still babysitting, but the guys kind of had it pretty tough in some ways.
Yeah, hard labor.
Yeah.
Usually guys would work in local factories, you know, for summer jobs. Also, I knew guys who worked at grocery stores, men's stores, things like that. I personally worked as a janitor at Johnson's Wax second shift. So, like Carol said, that enabled me to take my red Chevy convertible and head down to the beach almost every day.
Gym, pick up girls.
That's where it comes in. Right, yeah. But, yes, I was a janitor for them, but my official title was sanitary engineer. And
When I got out of high school my first summer, my father said, what are you going to do? I said, kind of hang around. He said, oh, no, you're not. You're going to get a job. I don't care if you have to pick your nose this summer to get paid. You're going to get a job. I got a job as a janitor at a radio station. Yeah. August 2nd. August 2nd, 1972. I got my job at the radio station as a janitor.
Yep.
Years later, the guy who was the program director at the station, I met him in Atlanta where I worked. And he said, you know, you're my Cinderella story.
Yes.
He said, I've never... all the years I've been there, 25 years, we never had a better janitor than you. But he said you started out cleaning and you never slacked. Even when I was on the air working overnights, I was still the janitor.
Huh.
And I'd put on Rare Earth, 22 minutes, get ready, clean the building, put on Days of Future Past by the Booty Blues, clean the building. But yeah, me and Jim.
Well, it was a lot. It was a lot nicer to telling a girl that you were a sanitary engineer as opposed to a janitor.
I was a janitor. I didn't care. I worked at the radio.
But my husband, there were some neighbors of his and his brother who were highly involved with Young Radiator. So John, of course, had a reel in there, and his inn was right by the blast furnaces.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Hold on just a second. We're going to quick, one last break here, and we're going to get back to the summer of 65 in Racine, part two. No, part three, right?
We're still in part two.
We're not going to have a part three.
No, we're not.
This is the end.
This is the end
of the summer.
Yeah.
Then we go to the summer of 66 after that. Carol and Jim are here. It's 7:48. Local news. Time to say it to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Highs 54. Right now it's sunny. Beautiful morning. 49 degrees at Radio Park.
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Carol and Jim are here. We're going to do a wrap-up of the summer of 65, and let's continue where we left off.
Now, the reason we are still spending so much time on the 65 summer is this came up in our planning because this year it was the 60th anniversary for you, Jim, and for my husband. And then you gave a talk at your St. Cat's reunion.
Right.
That summarized all this. So that's
right.
Where we...
So but, here we are.
But I don't think you had in your talk this next topic that I'm throwing in.
Oh.
Which is the romances of the summer of 65.
Oh, here's where we get Jim pickup girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to throw this in.
Okay.
Because, you know, when there were couples in high school, people would look at them... And kind of fantasize probably about, oh, will they get married someday? Or how long have they been going steady? But now, over this summer, we had this pall of the ending. And a good part of us were going to have to part. And what was going to happen to these romances? Now, I don't think you guys, you weren't confiding in each other about your worries about a girlfriend. But we gals were. And we didn't have... the luxury of internet or anything. When a guy or gal was leaving town, you had to rely on letters, maybe a few long distance calls. In our dorm, we would have one payphone on the entire floor for calling home.
Wow.
So the concern about what was going to happen to our romances was starting to really be on our thoughts that summer.
Yep. Well, then we transition to what's going to happen to us after graduation. A lot of big changes coming. Some guys joined the service, and of course they had Vietnam to worry about, but a lot of my friends joined the service after graduation. Some of us stayed right here in town for permanent jobs at the local factories, and it was interesting because there were so many factories in town. If you didn't like where you were working, say J.I. Case, you could always get a job a couple days later at other factories, Horlicks Malt and Milk, Dumore, Hamilton Beach, or if you're desperate enough, Bell City Malleable. But working in the blast furnaces there.
And gals could be working at those factories, at those companies too, in the offices.
You bet.
So many.
Yep, that's right. Many of us stayed right here in town to continue our education. That would have been signing up at Dominican College or UWR, which is University of Wisconsin-Racine. And that was located where Gateway is now. Everybody called that UCLA, which was University Closest to Lake Avenue, of course. Some of us even signed up to learn a trade at what we called Con School, which was otherwise known as Vocational School.
And then some of us were leaving town for college.
Yep.
I think Whitewater, Madison, UWM. I know my friends and I, we were signing the autograph books and promising to write and once in a while to call and visit each other. There was a lot of undercurrent of the sadness of the ending and the parting.
I was never sad at the end of high school. For some reason, I said, goodbye. Had enough of you guys. See you at the reunion in 30 years.
And did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. You did, huh?
Yeah. 20 years I saw them,
Wow. Okay.
Well, you haven't had a 60th reunion yet. That's, of course,
50th.
You're waiting for the 60th like us, right?
Real quick, we had two people, Chris and I'm not going to mention their names. He was the quarterback. She was the cheerleader. They got together, and they were the power couple in high school. They got married, got divorced at the 20th reunion. They started a big scream fight on the dance floor at each other.
Oh.
And Bob Schreck and I pulled our chairs up to the dance floor, and I said, this is why I came to the reunion.
Oh.
This was the floor show I've been waiting for.
My goodness. Oh. Well, anyway, now next time, well, and like the song says, yes, Jim.
Yeah, well, okay.
Our last carefree summer.
That was our last carefree summer. That's right. And like the song says, those were the days, my friend.
Yes.
We thought they'd never end.
Yeah. That's
Let's talk about next time.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, you two are going to hibernation like bears. You're going to be hibernating for the month of November.
We're coming back in December.
Yeah. after the first blast of cold air, you're right again.
Yeah. What are we going to be talking about, Karen?
Well, now we're going to return to our, not our teens, but our real childhood, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jim has got two in his collection of so many things. He's got two catalogs from the 1950s, from Zahn's and from a Firestone store in Racine.
Downtown Racine.
Yeah.
Right.
Toys for Christmas.
Oh.
Right out of the 50s.
Right.
So along with that, we're thinking of just talking about our favorite toys and also just presents in general in our younger days.
Sure.
What we gave. Should I steal your thunder right now?
Oh.
Jim is going to tell about how he picked out a present for his mother when he was a teenager, though.
Yeah.
He bought his mother a Vegematic.
Vegematic. Remember that?
Chops anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Chops lettuce, fingers, tomatoes, everything.
This amazing product.
That's right. So the catalogs with the yellowed pages from our past in our favorite stores.
Yeah. Yep.
The toys that we loved, and then some stories about the presents that were given.
Yeah. What were some of the toys in there? Model trains, I know, for boys. Mm-hmm. Wagons. Dolls for girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dolls, dresses, clothes.
Yeah.
The radio flyer wagons we were talking about.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My husband was always looking for tents, and that wasn't something that
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, he wanted tents.
What fun is that?
Well, when they had a fight in the house, he went in the backyard, slept in the tent.
Oh, there you go.
But remember the other catalogs, too, Montgomery Ward, pennies, and I would sit for nights paging through the catalog, circling all the things that I wanted.
Monkey Ward?
Monkey Ward. Right.
Who came up with that name?
I don't know, but it was very popular.
And then we had pennies here for you could.
Pennies?
I think from the catalog, was that a different store or did you go to the layaway department to pick up your pennies catalog items?
I'm not sure. They had a toy department too.
Yeah.
Downtown.
And real quickly, Jim, you have an open house coming up?
Yes. December 6th at the Racine Business Center.
On 16th Street?
Yep. Uh-huh. Our museum is going to be open and the whole building will be open. So
that's always
fun. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you.
Have a nice Halloween.
You.
Nice
Same
Thanksgiving.
To you.
Harold Gianforte, Jim Basir, Summer of 65 in Racine. This was fun.
Right.
And for people who missed it, you can catch the first podcast. It's on there wherever you get your podcast. Also, this one will be podcast probably by tonight or early tomorrow. You'll be able to catch it. Just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. Or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you, Don. We appreciate you.
Time. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Melissa pelted Cuba with torrential rain as it made landfall there this morning as a Category 3 system. That's significantly weaker than the massive Category 5-sized punch it delivered to Jamaica yesterday. Winds of more than 200 miles an hour devastated the island. Government Minister Matthew Samuda.
Well, immediate assessments, certainly since about 8 o'clock last night, have been to determine the communities that are most marooned, most cut off.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Old Harbor.
Cars are underwater. Many homes have turned into piles of rubble. Buildings still standing are flooded. And officials say rescue efforts for at least three families were stopped due to unsafe conditions.
Israel says the ceasefire's resumed. Cleanup is underway. Following IDF strikes overnight that health officials say killed more than 100 people in Gaza, Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israel says it hit dozens of what it called terror targets and terror operatives in response to ceasefire violations by Hamas.